This is Ella Grace Francis. She is part of a big concert Friday night on the anniversary of Katrina. It's titled Waves of Grace, Remembering Katrina, live at the Orpheum Theater Friday night. Doors open at 6, show starts at 7, and Ella Grace Francis is part of that. Ella joins us on WWL. Ella, welcome to the show.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. All right. Also joining us is Billy Dorsey. He's a producer for The Bridge Life Incorporated. That's a Grammy award-winning music and event production company producing this Remembering Katrina 20-year anniversary benefit concert, and that's going to be at the Orpheum Friday night. So, Billy, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having us. It's an honor to be speaking with you today.
Well, thank you, Billy. You've got a great lineup. Irma Thomas, Ella Francis, Ella Grace Francis, Rockin' Doopsie Jr., my friend Amanda Shaw, Kermit Ruffins, who was with us earlier, Rebirth Brass Band, Sarah Jane McMahon, and it's going to be a great event, and 100% of the benefits are going to go to help charities that are still helping families. There are still people 20 years later displaced, so thank you for what you're doing, Billy. Let me go to Ella Grace first. Talk as an artist, talk about singing about songs that touch people's soul at a time when they're remembering a tragedy.
I think we
lost her. So Billy, let's talk to you for just a moment. So tickets are available through Ticketmaster.com, and the doors open at 6 and the show starts at 7. It's open to all ages. Let's remind people of that too.
That's right. It's open to all ages. We want to bring the entire city out. A lot of people don't necessarily want to remember what Katrina did in terms of the negativity, and we understand that. And our heart in this event is to celebrate how far the city has come since Katrina. That's really what we want to remember and be mindful of. And it's open to all ages, Scoot.
Yeah. All right. Ella is back with. Do you want me to call you Ella or Ella Grace?
Ella Grace is fine.
Okay, Ella Grace. Thank you for being part of this this concert. And I was asking you, I know you're young, as an artist, how is it going to feel and what will it be like to sing songs that relate to people who are remembering a very difficult time in their life?
I feel very honored to be a part of this, and I think it's going to be very powerful. That's really the two things that come to mind when you ask me that question, because so many people live through that, and I believe that art is very powerful. Art reflects life, and so to be able to sing songs that resonate with people and a lot of the times comfort people is a huge honor that I'm very proud to be a part of.
So you're still 16 years old?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, 16 from Destrehand, and mm-hmm. you've been touring. Where have you been?
So far we've been to Chicago, and then New Orleans is our second city.
Yeah. So how would you describe your genre? I mean, you're a young person, and, you know, I hear a softer genre, not that there's anything wrong with that. That's just my impression mm-hmm. of it, and not a rock genre. You know, there are people like Lorde, people like Billie Eilish, who have done mm-hmm. things that have not been like, you know, they're young people. They're not doing like, you know, rock, pop stuff, stuff
right.
that's a little bit more esoteric, if you will. So describe your genre.
There's a few other songs on my album, Waves, that are more pop and upbeat, but I would definitely describe it as like a softer pop, inspirational type genre.
Yeah. So at the age of 16, where do you come up with the idea of inspiring other people?
Well, you know, this album specifically, I always write what's in my heart, right? A lot of people mm-hmm. do that. And so, this album is actually inspired by a personal story of mine. I lost both of my grandmothers within 8 months, and so I was very close with both of them. And seeing my family go through that, but then also myself dealing with my own grief, it's very indescribable feelings, and music was very healing for me, and that's what I turned to in those moments, along with turning to God. And I just really, this album is a labor of love of my grief, and it's been able to help so many people.
Well, not everybody your age has the ability to do that. They still grieve in their own way. But to some degree, it must be cathartic. It must be comforting to have that outlet to express your grief in this manner.
It is. It's very healing.
Yeah, and Billy, I know you're happy to have Ella Grace on the bill, and you've got, you know, these classics, Irma Thomas and Kermit Ruffins and others, and it should be a really great show, and I hope a lot of people show up for this. Yeah, Billy, are you with us? Okay, yeah. Yeah, I'm just, you know, I'm hoping that a lot of people show up for this because, again, 100% of the benefits are going to, all the proceeds are going to really go to help the people. And believe it or not, there are still people who are struggling 20 years later.
Oh, I believe that. I definitely believe it. I think, you know, when you deal with something that was as devastating as this particular storm was and affected so many people, sometimes it takes people generations to get out of what that places them in. And if we can, if we can help to turn things in the right direction, that's our heart and our goal. So First Responders Children's Foundation, United Cajun Navy, Next Generation Ministries, and LCMC are the beneficiaries of this concert. And we're honored to be able to raise money to be a blessing to them and to the people they serve.
Yeah. Do you have a recollection of Katrina? Were you here for Katrina?
I wasn't. I actually lived in Houston at the time that Hurricane Katrina happened. My family is from Louisiana, so I definitely have roots in the state. But I remember seeing, obviously watching online, I think the whole world was holding their breath when the storm was coming in and seeing the devastation. And I remember seeing the flood of people who came to Houston because they had nowhere to go at the time, and Houston became a second home for many of them, and some of them chose to stay.
No, that's right. I get a lot of people who listen to the show who are in Houston, and they moved there because of Katrina, and this show is their tie to New Orleans. The station is their tie to New Orleans.
Wow. Yeah, I believe it.
So, Ella Grace,
I'm
sorry, go ahead.
Well, I'm just saying that's what happened to my grandparents. They evacuated from Hurricane Katrina, and they've lived in Houston ever since.
Yeah. So I'm sorry you went through the loss of two grandmothers in a very close period of time. What do you hope to do with your young career?
That's a very good question. You know, I just want to reach as many people as I can. Right now, my ministry and my goal is to get as many people to hear this album because the stories that I have heard are people being comforted in their grief. And really what's unique about it, I feel, is that it holds space for painful moments, especially in inspirational music. It always talks about the good things about it, which I have that on my album, but I definitely hold space for darker moments. And I think that people need that. They need art that resonates with what they're feeling. And so I've heard so many stories of people listening to it and being comforted by it. And right now my goal is to get as many people to hear it as possible and get it out to the right audience.
Well, Ella Grace, it seemed like a really, you know, wonderful human being. So if Katrina, you know, we're celebrating the 20th anniversary of Katrina, you're 16 years old, you've only heard stories, but from the stories that you've heard, what stands out in your mind about Katrina?
There was so many people, you know, I've heard so many stories. I just remember being little, and even though I was not there to experience it, I remember driving around New Orleans and my mom just telling me things like, you know, during Katrina, all this was underwater. Or we drive past a building and she was like, you know, this used to be a really big thing before Katrina. Like, you can see the missing parts of the culture, even though I wasn't there for a pre-Katrina New Orleans, really.
Yeah.
And you the scars of it, really.
When I talk to you, I get a sense that you're much older than your age.
Mm-hmm.
You know that you're a remarkable person, and I'm looking forward to seeing you in concert, and it's going to be just a great show, a cathartic show. It's about raising money for those people who still need help, but it's also a celebration, and you're going to be a part of that. So listen, best of luck with your career, Ella Grace Francis, and I'm sure we'll be talking again sometime soon, and have a great show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Okay. And Billy, people can get tickets at Ticketmaster.com. If there are tickets available, they'll be able to get them at the door Friday night. Doors
That's
open
right.
at 6.
That's right. Doors open at 6. Show starts at 7. And they can also go to WavesOfGraceRememberingKatrina.com to both buy tickets, and if people want to donate to the charities that we've listed, they can do that on our website as well.
Okay. Billy, thank you for what you're doing, and you put together a great lineup. It should be a great show Friday night.
Thank you, my friend.
All right. Billy Dorsey, who is a part of The Bridge Life, which is a Grammy-winning music and event production company, and they're producing this Waves of Grace, Remembering Katrina. It's at the Orpheum Theater, and Ella Grace Francis, who we just talked to, is a part of that, along with Irma Thomas, Kermit Ruffins, Amanda Shaw, Rockin' Doopsie Jr., Sarah Jane McMahon, and The Rebirths. Rebirth. I keep messing that up. Rebirth Brass Band. I keep wanting to say the Rebrass Birth Band. The Rebirth Brass Band. Doors open at 6. Get your tickets, and it's going to be a celebration. And again, you can bring the kids. It's open to all ages. And we'll go to break with another song from Ella Grace Francis. This is Footprints. And boy, she's an amazing songwriter at 16 years old. So we'll listen to this as we go to break. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL.